Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences, so everybody, tune in, listen. You're listening to I Can't Find You, but we found ourselves with Talk Dude. It's 11 o'clock sharp here, and we're doing something. We're doing something special.
Let's back up for a moment. We want to create the special. This is comedian organic, okay? So when we talk about special, it's a kind of experience that when someone tells you something and you can find that very vulnerable space where this person is showing you what you experienced in your fantasy. Now, maybe, your fantasy is not our fantasy. But guess what? That's the whole idea. It's your fantasy. Now, that is Talk Dude right there. Information about Talk Dude. All right, so this is my experience. What this guy I was just talking about, Talk Dude, you know, and I know that as time, we always say humorous things about how you engage somebody and engage in an experience, and that actually is supposed to be part of the piece that, you know, you look back and you say, oh, yeah, this person, and you think about those things, but then you have things that's what a lot of society of upper, you know, celebrity status. It's a lot of things that you do, and it's things that other people, you know, invest in what you're doing that make what you're doing not necessarily tolerated, but really appreciated. Once it's understood what is needed to make that work, like if you got something concentrated, it may not be always in the best interest, depending on what it is, to have it concentrated, right? So you wouldn't want to have, you know, if you had, you know, some sugar and it was, say you had 500 pounds of sugar. You couldn't put no dessert, 500 pounds of sugar in it that was in a low proportion. It would be like, this is too much sugar for what the ingredients need, right? So that's what it is. Like, would do in so many ways, he's concentrated. In other ways, he's, you know, he's modified. So as you think you got a person that got just Tourette's and Asperger's and scoliosis, that's not his whole, you know. And then you start finding it out, you know, people later on will be like, you know, I can't tell the story because that's the magic that I think that's unique for him to tell completely. He needs to tell it in his platform, not to give it away, because I understand this is a blog show. And even though we're doing a blog show, it's not, you know, for us to tell you everything that he's going to actually do with an intellect property. But it is something for us to give you a closed caption so you can picture and work with this magic that you love in this guy here, you know.
You mean I could be loved? I could be honestly loved? A guy you can love? Yeah. All right. Okay. Let me start at the very beginning. I came into the world in the oddest way. Mother had autism. Father had ADHD. I inherited both. It's a weird thing.
Let's lock this up, everybody. This is the personal intellect property piece that the dude's telling you. So don't take the intellect property, what he's telling you, and try to lock it. Oh, he's telling me that. He told me this on a stand-up comedy piece. He told me this. He did this. I did my research. And hey, he's telling those viewers that's going through this experience, have similar experience, have similar insight on how they're dealing with opposition, he's giving you another perspective. So though those people don't disappreciate greatness that's being put through you and giving you connection, he's working through you and dealing with oppositions of his own. That's all he said. Keep going, dude.
Okay, all right. Mother had autism. Father had ADHD. I inherited both. A nasty cocktail. And then, this incompetent doctor put on the finishing touch. When I was caught, she used forceps to get me out of there. Now, my mother, being, you know, she's one of those women who basically, she likes the idea of stuff. She likes the idea of certain stuff, but she likes the idea of certain things that just didn't work. Like, for example, she insisted on a natural childbirth. She called it the most painful experience of her life. Ladies, once again, those of you planning on having kids, remember that. Okay.
Talk, dude. Don't give away your whole piece because it is part of your stand-up. they need to at a point when you have the opportunity, you need to take, you know, yourself in, you know, push your thoughts, and when you get the chance, come out and, you know, see, do talks, stand up comedy piece. But we can't here give your intellect probably completely away like this, man.
Okay, can I say what? Ask me some questions and I'll answer them. Go ahead.
Okay, because this is some of the things that people want to know. Now, as being a person that have Asperger's, do you magically see women in a more sensual way than a person possibly can? So are you a superhero when it comes to women?
A superhero? God, no. But dude, I'm almost powerless. Look, people have always said, you have a good face. You have nice eyes, which is true, but everything else is a problem. Dude, my body, I got like a stick body. There's no mass on it whatsoever. No mass.
Back up in America, we're not going to allow him to sit here and neglect from different directions, okay? There's a lot of guys out there. Let's be clear, bro. There's a lot of guys out there that got the same build, and women love those regardless if they know that was disability. So you can't sit here and say that disability when this guy is built like you. They play all kinds of sports, and women love those people. So how can you take this uniform? You're making this whole, like, every guy that's built like this, women hate. You don't think it's women that's built like this and appreciate a guy that's like this and they want a guy to look like this? Now, who don't want a guy that look like this? That's their choice. But think about, it's got to be several millions of women that are like guys like this. So that's not a lie. Come on, man. That's not tell people. We talk about organic, man. We talk about, and look at all the women that enjoy touching guys like this, right? So you can't sit there and say, oh, you're built, like your experience have gave you an understanding, but maybe because your experience is so unique in a way that so many people enjoy this, you may, you see, it's something about how someone enjoys something that looks like, remember you talking about how at times you be thinking hard and it's not that you're being quiet, it's you're thinking, right? Yeah. So you got to think about, you don't think women, as they can think, as much as they, you know, how much they do think, you don't think the ones that are talking, they're not even talking for the ones that are thinking. Think about that. The ones that are thinking, they say, hey, that's not what I'm thinking. Think about that. Think about how deep they're thinking. And they're not talking, so the ones that are talking sound like it's every woman talking. But then they ain't telling you, I'm thinking, I enjoy this. What about that? He's doing it right now. That's what I'm saying. If he's doing it, you don't think about other women do the same thing, be quiet for a long time, and so they're saying something in their mind, and then the person take the conversation over and change it. So, oh yeah, all women think this way. That's not true.
Look, it's like this. I never actually met basically women who basically were fond of my stick build. Never. I haven't been chubby since I was three.
It's like that, man, and they're not sick. In their minds, they're not sick. You see the people out there, man, that they, you don't think they, you'd be like, are you living a disaster in your thoughts? Because your mind shows that you look like it, and you say you're not. You wouldn't be able to tell, man, if you can go around this world and see other people built like what you call yourself and don't think there's something wrong with that, and you'd be surprised. And it will allow somebody to.
It's not just my build.
Them.
It's not just my build. I got the Tourette. I got the hyperactive Tourette.
You know what people around the world?
It was an albatross to carry my whole life.
You know the people that's what I'm saying. You know the people around the world and around that have that issue, and they will not allow you to use that against them. They actually, you know, have this understanding that, hey, this is how I'm built, and you better not disrespect how I'm built, and you better appreciate. When I'm around, you better show you appreciate me. And you'd be surprised. There's people around. On one end, you know, it's in your spirit because you're in a space and you're trying to get some kind of clarity because you have not benefited what you think you should have. So now you're trying to use all these things in your resources. That's not really your resources. It's more bigger than this. But I have to get back to you because this is about healing the moments that's in people's greater part. And I think as you show them these different shapes, they have more connection. And I want you truly to, you know, to speak from this. And I don't want to get too caught up in my conversation of saying this. So let's move on to your opinion.
Okay. I'm trying weird tricks to mask the beast and whatever. Or, you know, weird tricks. See, with my ADHD, I seriously chew as much gum as possible. You ever met any of those people who are always chewing gum? Like madly chewing gum?
But see, I was the one thing of, is, you listen to this. You make everything is over analyzing in a way where a person wouldn't find an idea of greatness if someone destroyed all of that peace. Have you seen some of the most remarkable people that had the most opposition, and you look at them from your experience, you say, oh, my goodness, how are they making it? And they show you within their mind on how they're thinking it has nothing to do with what you're thinking. And at that point in time, you start figuring out, oh, this uniform is not limited by the design of the vehicle that the people are driving, but the desire within the spirit that's pushing. This is not limitations in me. It's limitations of what people have designed and thought to see. Times. We people do have these physical, reference to shapes, but then you see how their mind is like, you got people that, you know, do a lot of arts and crafts, and their mind is like arts and crafts. It makes all these amazing things happen, and then people that's not disabled try to be disabled. Man, I gotta get disabled, man. Why do you do that for? Man, this person's so inspiring. I can't relate to them as much as I want to. I feel embarrassed. Because every time I come to them, they got more going on for them without having all of what I have. So I feel embarrassed, like I'm carrying my body. Really, people feel I'm embarrassed by how I carry my body around because it's not as amazing as they are as a person. You see that? And somebody said, are you crazy?
Yeah, I get the feeling there.
You're crazy to think that the shape that they have is something to want to have.
Uh-huh.
And you see how people can see these things and how they can magically appear to have everything that people feel like they have and is not as enough? Because how they are designed. Hey, everybody, I apologize because this show is about dude talk.
But no, it's okay. You were doing fine. And like you said, you want me to basically string this out in a serial form, not give away the whole ghost. You've seen those shows that are brilliant right out of the gate, and then every episode is the same. Some people like that, but some people, they get the point early too on, it gets canceled. It's critically acclaimed for the first season, but all that fades. See, the thing about a series, dude, it's got to be consistently successful. It has to be a big hit, like, right out of the gate. And then over time, people are like, no, I get the point already. I've seen enough.
So within the magic of your ideas, can people get some ideas about people and how you can, you know, connect with others? Is it a fantasy of yours? Can people get just a little idea, you know? I want to say a little idea because some of the most magical things you've seen in life, it came in uniform, didn't even fit the actual design that your fantasy would probably be attached to that based on what is really acceptable based on the actual, you know, ability of what was going on with whatever it is, right? So if you was thinking about something that was very magical, what can you think about in history is very magical that wasn't big?
I don't know, Jesus, for something magical. It's 11:15 after the hour here on the program. Ram, I can't find you, but we found ourselves. The show is brought to you by Organic OK, a philanthropist who's still going out there, still doing all this and that, still trying to save this planet. Hey, get involved in this conversation. You can be on the radio. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
But I would like to say this, everybody, let's be clear. This guy right here, he's not just talk dude because he's able to bring words of very sincerely, like, he's like carrying the eyedrop of your bone marrow that's in your deeper bones that, you know, he's bringing that, and it's a very, you know, he's absorbing what you need as an individual. Now, you may not necessarily see it based on what's going on, but believe me, if you could truly connect to someone that you had all the they call it an investment of yourself, and now recognizing this person that don't fit the typical greatness uniform, this person right here, he's putting more into your investment than your investment is worthy of understanding the complete level of wealth and how that is impacting the design of what your life needs to have for what it is. Yes, this is comedian Organic OK, and this guy here, you know, I have to say this. I put it in the world, and I know that it's a part of the harvest because I see so much investment that's under the actual soil, and it's different ways of growing greatness. And This guy here, in his, you know, his world of waterfall within his desires of thoughts that he's not saying, with that woman there that, you know, wants to be around that ocean where she can swim and get therapeutic moments of healing through this very vulnerable space in this guy's, you know, ability. This is comedian Organic OK. Well, talk to you. Now let's go over this because, you know, I have to put this in the air. Now let's give us a little out view of a woman coming from somewhere and she's overhearing something. Someone's playing at some point in time, or if she's locating this, because, you know, a lot of times information is delivered, right? So when you deliver information, how do we introduce this woman that is here for you? How do we introduce the conversation of her understanding what she's looking for is already, you know, opening up greatness for her to actually, you know, be a part of. So how do we introduce her? How do we introduce this woman that is in the world that, you know, we, you know, some point in time you want to be with? How do we introduce her to who you are? And how do we keep this, you know, this space not overstepped and give it to the wrong actual space? How do we go about that? What do you feel?
Well, let's see. Should be told in baby steps. Start at the beginning. Step by step. Episodes. All tied together.
Let's back up a little bit. I'm talking about the beautiful woman.
The beautiful woman. Okay, let's see. Well, look, everybody's got... Okay, go ahead.
I have to tell you because you're talking over her. You're talking over...
Do I talk now? There's only talking. What's happening? Even I'm lost. Okay, better say something before basically anybody, dear God, no one's going to listen to this show if I don't make this interesting. Okay. Let's see. Me personally, to everybody out there who's cursed with the same afflictions, and I met them. I honestly. I still believe that. Okay. What's up with me? I want to say something. I had to become a comedian. I was a comedian by default. I couldn't be quiet. I couldn't stop moving around. Family wasn't much help either. No. They just got mad at me for not playing ball. Honestly. I seem to long for those days, basically, when I was a kid, because we all do, but they were horror. They were wretched. They were criminal. Really. I'm just so afflicted with so many handicaps, disability, that really, I wonder why I exist. I wonder, why do I exist? No one deserves to be like this. A moment ago, Organic OK was talking all about how there are people who find that body attractive. Look, everybody's somebody who did. I mean, women want a guy to fill out, you know. I mean, it's not the only thing that works. You got to have it all going on. That's the point. Anywho, well, I don't know. Look, every day is still a struggle. Still life. Every day, it's just, I can't hold it in. I don't know why I exist. In a way, I'm mad at my parents, not just for bringing me into the world, but honestly, because I can't give up because of what it would do to them. This is my life. It's not a life. Please give to the cause. Please, basically, maybe a star. It's charity, don't you understand? Okay, it sounds like there's somebody screaming in the very far distance, trying to scream while trying to get as far from the phone as possible. What is that?
Good woman out there, practice woman out there, women that appreciate the man for who he is, and women that truly, you're looking for something that's different. Try this guy. Who's talk. Don't forget, this is like a very valuable person that's got all these different levels of things that come up all the time.
I don't know how I became a comedian. I don't really know, but the thing is, I'm going to do it now. And pretty soon, we're going to release a show. We're going to tell you every single episode from the beginning, from day one.
This program is not a shelter. Now, sheltering used to be depressed.
our skeleton structure of not seeing great things. I must say, a great woman out there! Can you hear? This is the Rex Department of Communication of Love and Organically Connecting to Bring Your Happiness. And what your happiness is doing is taking it. Really, sending you the bug. This is for Talk to Woman out there. If you will visit the camp, somebody talks on our language. And if you can't hear, if you can't speak, somebody give her this information in Braille. And if you can't use any of those things, extra, when the time comes, we have.
There's only 2 minutes left to go, and I got to tell you, I know you were talking, but no one heard a word you were saying. Man, this whole show has been this complete and total train wreck. Oh, God. Fading off in the distance. Okay. Okay, let's see. I want to thank you all for tuning in. I can't find you, but we found ourselves. All right. We're here at 515-605-9709. That's 515-605-9709. Really? This show about disabled life.
Shout out to the woman out there. Beautiful woman out there. He's available. Don't let them tell you anything different. He's available. He's available. Give him. What's your turn? Oh. He's going to get you sick. Take it. Go to happiness. Figure out. And y'all will end up mashed together like a microphone in a PA system. And the Bluetooth play all your love.
Thank you for tuning in. I hope you tune in next week. We're going to work out all the bugs. We'll try. We're really going to fix it. Thank you and good night.
Okay.
Thank you and good night.